Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
9 o'clock hour has begun. Time to hear from you. 410-583-1057. Graysonville, John. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. I was listening to sports radio yesterday, Baltimore, and they were saying how the Giants might be a seller, and they've got some really good defensive players. But then the announcer said, but the Ravens wouldn't part with their draft capital. If you look at our second and third round picks for the last 10 to 15 years, I wouldn't call that draft capital. I call it draft trash. So the question is, you know, why wouldn't they just trade these draft picks for proven players? The second thing I'd like to say is,
Can I stop you there for a minute, John? Let's say you're a veteran and you've earned the right to kind of control where you go. Why would you want to come here right now?
Baltimore is known as being the best organization. I mean,
I'm a veteran. I want to win a Super Bowl. Why would I want to come here?
The reason being, it's like Steve Young said the other day. He said Lamar Jackson could be the greatest player who ever played in the NFL if the Ravens handled him correctly. I mean, you've got a generational player.
You're missing my point. I'm a veteran. I don't have 4 or 5 years to watch it develop. I want to win now. Okay, if I'm Cameron Jordan, and I know he's not a Giant, and I want out of New Orleans, why do I want out of New Orleans to go to Baltimore to win right now? Because I don't know if I can win right now.
Because it's a better organization, like he said. Well, this is a better organization.
But he's got 1 or 2 years.
Rob, this is an anomaly this year. This isn't going to be like this next year. They get, like, everybody's hurt.
You're missing my point. Cameron Jordan may retire after this year or next year. So if it's an anomaly this year, it's still this year.
Hang on a second. If that's the case, if he retires this year, it doesn't matter. He's on one bad team now. We'll go to another one. If he retires next year, this team is the only one who has a shot at turning. The Saints aren't going to be any better. The Ravens will be, though.
But the people that that everybody keeps bringing up from the Giants are going to, it's not going to cost you a second round pick. It's going to cost you a first round pick. So you can sit here and, like, Mike gave you the list.
What, Abdul Carter or something?
No. It's
Dexter Lawrence.
Oh. That's who everybody's talking about. Yeah. Dexter Lawrence. That's an absolute machine right there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely is. Yeah.
And it might not be just one first round pick. It might be multiple picks to go along with it. And are you in the position? Because I know you still feel like you're all in, but are you in the position to make that type of move right now unless you know Matt Ibike is done?
Mm.
Because the other thing I want to say to the caller, when you start talking about trading draft picks, the reason you don't see the Ravens so active in free agency is because they've drafted so well over the years and they keep their own.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you can't find guys that this guy was bad, that's a terrible pick. You can do that with anybody. But the fact remains that they've had some success in those middle rounds. Where they've missed is where Mike's talking about. In the second round, you can go look at some of those players that they took chances on, some with red flags, some slid because of, you know, Jabo because of the injury. But draft picks are cheap talent, and it allows you to fill out your roster and have someone in place, develop them, and so on and so on. That's why it's valuable. It's a salary cap sport.
Yeah. As a veteran, I don't know whether this is my best landing spot right now. I don't. 410-583-1057 is the number. I want to win right now. Let's go to Ed in Towson. What's up, Ed?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I don't know. The better organization thing, I think it sounds good, but it has to have some teeth. I mean, Ed Norris, you've been a police commissioner. Mm-hmm. You had a standard that you went by, and everybody below you had to stay within that standard. And it was because there was nothing within that organization that you could not critique, you know, to the, you know, 100%.
Right.
When the players don't feel like that you can do that, then you have a problem. I've been to Tuscaloosa. I've seen that man down there. He's not coaching anymore. If there was a hair out of place with the left tackle because he coached defensive backs, he was coming down and he was going to address that issue with the coach and the player. Andy Reid, okay, Brian Westbrook, 1,000 years ago. I've talked to y'all too. You were nauseated about coaching him. But one thing Westbrook said, Andy, he's just a dude. He can coach. It's a relationship. Their relationships also, when you were police, you also had relationships with these guys to where they did not want to let you down administratively and as a human being. Now, if that fails to happen within your organization, you have a problem. If you're on the field, you're an extension of me. And when you're an extension of me, everything you do is going to be based upon my standard. When you fail to do that, that means there's a disconnect and you're not hearing my standard anymore. So we can woo-woo about all of these things. A great place to coach, made a great place to play maybe a while back, but I fail to realize what's great about it aside from just saying play like a Raven. It sounds good, yeah. But you got to put it into practice. Take care, guys.
Well, let me just say this then, if you're going to go that way. I won't see this way. These things get twisted. I'm addressing what the caller said.
Mm-hmm.
The caller said, and then Robert up Cameron Jordan from the Saints. The Saints are a crappy team. Yes. In the last few years, the Saints have been 5-12, 7-10, 9-8, and they're 5-12 last year. Mm-hmm. They're terrible this year again. The Ravens were 13-4 last year. They've been to the playoffs the last couple of years. They've won a division consistently. This season, right now it is injuries. I mean, I'm frustrated with the coaching staff. There's clearly something going on, but they have nobody. This is not the Ravens team that started the season. I have to believe they're going to be markedly better next year when Lamar's healthy, Ricard's healthy. I don't know if Matabike's coming back. Kyle Hamilton, Roquan. Think of the names that are missing. It's a different organization, and it is a better organization. You can't deny. We're probably the best GM in football.
It's not the Ravens. It's the Ravens team that started off the beginning of the season. That team blew a big lead and lost. They gave up 41 points, though.
And let me give you another one here. When you're talking about moving a possible first round pick, right now you're slotted at number 3.
Yeah.
That has way more value than just trading it for a vet and trying to make a run, even if the vet stays.
Joe in Woodbury, what's up, Joe?
I just want to say that the things they haven't been addressing for the last 3 to maybe 4 years, I'll just say it's the lines, man. I mean, I think about one time we had an offensive line that could push and move people, but we haven't had a pass rusher since Suggs or the people we've kept picking up. Yeah, I mean, of course, we had the 5th-round draft pick that left me and went to New England, but we have not addressed the offensive line and the defensive line, and to me, that's where football starts. And that's all I got to say. Have a great day, brothers.
Thank you. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan Monday Morning Quarterback. Let's go to Baltimore and get Marcellus. What's up, Marcellus?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all feel?
Nothing, man. I'm feeling absolutely nothing right now.
Numb.
But look, man, I went to Falls Park. And I played under the great OBM Barnes, who played under the Pete Pompey.
Barnes was the man. He was one of the best coaches around, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I love him dearly. And the thing he used to preach, when we practice, we would play how we practice. Practice how you play. Play how you practice. And my senior year, that was 9/11 year, when 9/11 happened. We got kicked out of practice the day before we played dumb ball. Because we were out there hitting each other and tagging each other like it was the game. So he kicked us out of practice. The next, when we played dumb ball, we blew them out, 44-10, something like that. Same score. So it's how they practice, and you see it, and it resonates onto the field. You know, you show up, you're unprepared, it's a mental thing. Like, you got to have it in your mind, I'm going to come out here and I'm going to hurt somebody today. You're going to do your job, but I'm going to hurt somebody. You know, and I'm not going to let nobody trash me and push me around. So,
hey, thanks a lot.
All got to get itself together.
Appreciate it, Marcellus. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday Morning Quarterback. Mike Press's report card at 9:30, but on the other side, we go around the NFL and pick out MVPs on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We go around the NFL. We got some MVPs for you. Let's start off with you, Jeremy. Who's your two MVPs?
Yeah, I'm going to start off with the London game, and I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with the receiver, Justin Jefferson.
Really?
Yeah, Justin Jefferson.
Well,
he's one of the big reasons. Well, I mean, look, he's, I don't want to say the sole reason, but give him the lion's share of what happened yesterday, because he made some big plays to get the Vikings set up in position. I think in the first half, he almost had 100 yards. What did he finish with? He finished with 123 and 7 receptions. He had most of that in the first half, but a huge catch down the stretch. He gets my first MVP. And my second's going to go to a leading tackler. You guys always talk about me picking a wide receiver. The second one goes to Ja'Marr Chase. His quarterback threw three interceptions. He tackled the guy all three times.
I know.
Up until the fourth quarter, that's when hilarious. They were running the ball, he was their leading tackler and leading receiver.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, on the receiving side of it, the guy just shows you why he's clearly one of the best in this league. Even with a quarterback that can't get it done, that keeps throwing picks, his numbers yesterday, he did most of it in the fourth quarter, but six receptions, 110 yards, and two tutties. Ja'Marr Chase plus his three tackles. Are you kidding me? Three tackles?
You kidding me?
Those are my MVPs.
That was one of the funniest stats of the weekend, in my opinion.
It's crazy.
I saw that yesterday. I was like, come on now.
And who are your MVPs?
Well, I'm going to give one to Baker Mayfield, who I think is people finally acknowledging is one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Can I tell you, if you hadn't picked him, I was putting him on my list. Wait, really? You know how I feel about wide receivers. Yeah, yes. He was so good yesterday.
He really was. I mean, 29 of 33. That's phenomenal. I mean, that's a great. I mean, obviously his passer rating was 135. One thirty-four point seven. 379 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. Just a great day. 29 of 33. I mean, just incredible. And led again the Buccaneers back to another come from behind victory. They tied the game with very little time left, end up winning the game on a field goal, 38-35, against a good Seahawks team in Seattle, which is one of the toughest places to play, according to what you hear. So Baker gets the first one. The second one I'm giving to the Colts defense. I think the Colts are just, they're for real. And I, you know, it took me a while to come around. I've been picking them to win every week, and I like what I see with them. I think they have a real team. Daniel Jones has found a home. You know, he had a good day. He had a 113 passer rating yesterday, two touchdowns, no picks. But the defense held the Raiders to two field goals. And I don't care who you're playing. I mean, there's a 1-4 team. I got it. But you don't let someone cross the goal line in four quarters. That's a really impressive defensive stand. So I'm going to give this to the Colts defense for making this team, you know, what they are, a 4-1 team now atop the division.
Could have easily been 5-0 had their receiver not did what DeMarcado did yesterday and dropped the ball in the one-inch line.
Yep.
I'm giving one of my MVPs to Rico Dowdle, running back for the Carolina Panthers. 23 carries, 206 yards, and a touchdown, and the Carolina Panthers come from behind win over the Miami Dolphins, 27-24. Great performance by him. Number one, I give lots of credit to the Panthers being down, trailing in that game, but still sticking with the running game and not panicking. We see so many teams do that. My other MVP, it goes to the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, Dak Prescott. Dak was 18 of 29, but he had four touchdown passes and a passer rating of 127.4. Phenomenal game by him. Jimmy Pikesville, what's up, Jimmy? Well, Pilesville, I'm sorry, Pilesville.
Come on, Robbie, did it again, brother. Hey, I was at the game yesterday, man. I had a few Jameson and Gingers in me already, but I started watching the sidelines. There's no heart on this team. These guys are, like, checking out, it seems like. You think Bernard Pollard would have let some guy with a Christmassy last name do the Ray Lewis dance in our end zone? No way. Somebody would have knocked his block off, dude. There's no heart on this team.
I think Bernard would have been twerking in the locker room. That's what I think. Shaking his ass and dancing, right? And that video that came out in Kansas City game. But I get what people are saying and getting frustrated in the moment. Do you want them to be all rah rah on the sideline while they're getting their ass whooped? Because they get criticized for what's he over there all fired up? You're getting your ass whooped. I mean, I don't know what people expect, but the fact remains, it's just not a good football team right now the way it's constituted.
Yeah, it's not at all. And I mean, what is getting sometimes. Mike, I think fans think getting fired up in football is the cure-all. Yeah. So if both teams are equally fired up, then what do you do?
Yeah,
getting fired up is not that doesn't cure everything.
Yeah, all you want to just see is some emotion, some excitement, and you can deal with the rest, like the Bateman play. Man, you talk about a killer. Every time I keep thinking of that play, could you just show some effort? Effort.
But it's why I said what I said earlier about him, and I said I felt bad for him because he's not going to see the ball with Cooper. He's just not. They can say what they want. Maybe you can find some reads where he's getting him the ball, but if he's getting it out quick, unless it's something off the line, and then these wide receivers get complacent. Like this goes back to like when Randy Moss said he took off plays when they were blocking. You know, they had A.J. Brown yesterday. You see the route he's running? He's bitching about Jalen Hurts. And he cuts his route off short and slows down because he didn't think he was getting the ball.
Randy Moss is Randy Moss. This is Rashad Bateman.
I get it. I'm just using it as a comparison.
I know. I'm just saying. But he's Rashad Bateman. You know, other teams look at that film and just say, whoa, we got some issues here because you're not going up to go get that ball. Do we really want to waste a draft pick to trade you or get rid of you or bring you aboard? You know, I would look at those things. I was looking at Harbaugh to say, man, you need to jump him.
Yeah.
Get up on him. You know, very quickly and tell him, you know, and if you don't want to play, you know, just stand over here with me. Sit down on the sideline with me. I remember Peter Boulware, and I talked to him last week where he just said, if teams are running the ball on you and you can't stop it, then you need to address it with your defensive line and say, hey, look, if you're not going to do what I'm going to tell you to do, then you're going to be on the sideline watching the game with me. And somewhere along the line, I'm not sure, maybe because of the injuries, they don't tell these guys, like, no, you're not playing.
It just seems weird.
Just
man.
Make it very simple. You're not playing.
Do you think maybe some of the lack of effort that people are talking about right now is a coaching issue?
Could be. You have to explore that a little bit more as you go along, move along, and see where it takes you. But would I be asking that question? Yeah. You have to. You have to address that issue. And I'm pretty sure the owner, Steve Bisciotti, will be addressing that issue. He may not do it that late in the season, But I'm pretty sure he's checking around a little bit right now to see what's going on with the pulse of this team.
Tyler in Baltimore. What's up, Tyler?
It's just sad to see this. I want to speak on the Rashad Bateman thing. I'm gonna give him like maybe the sun got in his eyes. Maybe something like that got in his eyes. But the overall state of the Ravens, you just don't turn around and just be this bad. Like, I really think it's some in-house issues and guys not trusting, you know, the staff or whatever it could be, because you just don't wake up and just turn around and just leave this. Like, it's just sad. Like you said, we were having problems before the injuries, and that's why I'm saying what I'm saying, because you just don't turn around and just, like, you just don't be this. You just don't wake up and be this.
Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it, Tyler. He's saying you don't wake up and become this team. This is something that was happening over time. You agree with that?
Look, I mean, maybe there were some wholesale issues that Lamar kind of hid, but it's not like the defense. I mean, they're on pace to give up 600 points. They've already given up more points in five games than they did in all the season in the 2000 year. It's just, it's unreal. And injuries,
say that again?
They've already given up more points in five games than they did in the whole 2000 season.
Yep.
Do you concur, doctor? I concur, doctor. Yep, that's what happened. And again, like, you go back and look at some of the issues. They have wholesale issues on defense, but having better players out there covers some of that up. But guys still need to know where the hell they're going. I got him or I got him? Am I here? Am I? Like, it just looks confusing out there.
It is confusing out there. They're lost. And you can see that during the game. When they stand there with that look on their face, that blank look in their face, saying, where am I supposed to be? Or why are you over there and I'm over here? It's glaring. Mm-hmm. You can see it very easily.
Very obvious. 410-583-1057. That's the number. We'll take our final thoughts and a preview for Monday Night Football at 9:45. But on the other side, Preston's report card on the Fan. Mike Preston in studio. Mike. How long have you been covering the Ravens? Since day one?
Since day one.
30 years.
Actually, I covered them the last couple months when they were in Cleveland.
Really?
So that stadium get burned down.
Just to prepare yourself for this?
No, I had to go up there and meet Bill Belichick. He was as entertaining and as polite as he is now.
Yeah, but now he has Ludacris performing at 9 o'clock at Chapel Hill before the football game. Did you hear about that?
Bill got it going on like that.
Ludacris performing at Chapel Hill 9-10 o'clock in the morning.
You sure they didn't say that's Ludacris, that he's got someone performing at 9 o'clock?
No, it was Ludacris. All right. It was Luda, Mike, out of all the games you've covered throughout the last 30 years of this football team, and you don't have to give me top five or anything like that, actually rank them, but does this rank as maybe one of the worst?
Yeah.
Why? What made it one of the worst?
Effort. Just effort. And actually, the last two or three games, it's like a bad series of games. Three in a row where they had no energy. They looked lost on both sides of the ball. And it just wasn't there. And to me, that's very strange. I mean, I went through the first 2-4-12 seasons they had with Tim Archibroda, and at least they played hard, because Ray Lewis was on that team as a rookie. J.O. was on that team. I remember those guys, but they played hard. They just didn't have the money to go out and buy the talent. Mm-hmm. You know, they had the salary cap room was there, but they didn't have the money to do that. And then Bisciotti took over in like 99, 2000, and then that's when the money started coming in, and then he eventually became the owner, and that's where they went out and started bringing in players, you know, like Tony Siragusa, Mike McCrary, Sam Adams. That's when they added those kind of guys. But originally they didn't have those guys, but the effort was always there. But in the last two or three games, they're just getting dominated at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And to me, that's disturbing. And that's also a sign to say, you need to invest some money. Stop all of this going to get these cornerbacks and getting these receivers. Go get some of those kick-ass big boys on offense and defensive lines and invest there.
It's weird because it feels like the types of drafts that they need to have, barring players leaving and needing to replace a certain position, is more focusing on the line. Like, I was sitting there yelling at Cincinnati going, just keep drafting offensive linemen and defensive linemen. Like, you got Joe Burrow there. At least protect him and get someone that can stop the damn run so he doesn't have to score 45 points.
How about that?
Now you're starting to look at it here going, well, maybe we need to do the same thing. I mean, it just, it looks bad. And I hate the fact that Matt Ibike is going through what he's going through and we don't know the significance of it. But I don't know how many times we've heard neck and seen somebody come back and play at a high level.
Right. I mean, Travis Jones, was he a third-round pick from UConn? Mm-hmm. Broderick Washington, not a big deal, but you haven't invested in those positions, and it's starting to show up. And you got to change that, and it has to happen.
I mean, I hate saying it. I don't like necessarily calling for people's jobs, but I think you have to make the move from Zach Orr. And if it's not this week and the bye week makes more sense just for continuity and everything, I get it, but if things all of a sudden start getting better in the next week, which would be an absolute shock because nothing's really changing except maybe getting a little healthier because the Rams are no peach. The way to beat them is to throw on them. And I don't know that you're throwing the football down the field on them.
Right.
That's the way to beat the Rams. That's exactly what other teams have done against them. I mean, look what the Eagles did in the second half against the Rams when they played them. Mm-hmm. Rams were beating their ass. They came back, started throwing the football, and you're like, oh, my God, really? So they got to throw the football against them.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Let's go to Indianapolis and get Merton. What's up, Merton?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Morning.
Hey, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Juan.
Juan who?
One and four. How y'all doing? Hey, I don't know if y'all aware of this, but the Indianapolis Colts have a brand new owner because Saint Jimmy, passed away, and his daughter took over for the football team. Are y'all aware of that?
Yes.
Yes.
And maybe if you watch the Indianapolis Colts football games, and I know I do, y'all probably see her on the sidelines wearing a headphone set and carrying a clipboard.
Mm-hmm. Seen her here. When they came here and scrimmaged the Ravens, she was on the sidelines. Yeah, and she was almost like charting plays. We thought that was pretty unbelievable stuff.
Well, I'm curious to know, does the owner of the Ratbirds have a daughter who could put on a headset and carry a clipboard? Because maybe that would help them too.
Hmm. What do you think it helped you guys out since all you guys have done in the past decade is lose?
Well, that ain't true that we done this because we had Peyton Manning. And,
in the last decade you did? No, you didn't. No, you didn't. He left. He left after 2011. Okay, let's go to another one now.
Time goes by so fast, daggummit, I can't.
Yeah, those losses all add up together over those years. Remember when you were sucking for luck, and then you luck into Indiana Jones out there just dealing. He's dealing.
Yeah.
And then Indianapolis. It's not me, guys.
Can't stand that person. Of course you can't stand that person.
I think I like everyone when Joe can't stand that. I just call in tomorrow, Merton.
It's just not even funny. Like, what are you, like, what is the thing?
I bet Merton is not even an Indianapolis Colts fan. Because he says a daughter. He doesn't know the daughter's name.
Yeah.
He said Peyton Manning was there within a decade. If you're truly a fan, you know when Peyton Manning left. If you're that much of a fan, you know when Peyton. You felt every loss since Peyton Manning left. So he's not even an Indianapolis.
You're going to put on an accent like that. Wouldn't you be a fan of the Cowboys or the Texans? Or
what is that? He was a Cowboy fan. That's what I thought.
Right.
What is that Cowboy? I mean, what is that accent anyway?
It's not Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
It's Fike. That's Fike.
Old Merton.
It was funny, though. Juan and four.
Yeah, it was. Juan who? Juan and four.
You saw that on Facebook somewhere.
I love when fans who are not used to winning start winning and then talk trash to you.
Yeah.
I love that.
Like Red Sox fans?
Like, where have you been? When they started winning. Where have you been? Yeah. I haven't seen you in a while. We kind of miss you. And Indianapolis, talk to me at the end of the season. You know, that's fine.
How about that?
Talk to me at the end of the season. I know the Chargers are struggling right now, but, you know, you got to go out there. And you got to go to the Steelers. Got to go to the Chiefs. You know, Jaguars aren't playing that bad right now. Got to go to Seattle. Got to play the 49ers. Reality catch up with you. It could. Although I'm not pulling against, I don't hate Indianapolis. I don't. I did not grow up. I get why Colts fans here in Baltimore hate them, but I was 13 when they left. I didn't really grow up a Colts. They weren't good in my childhood.
I despised them. I hate seeing them in that stinking horseshoe, the blue and white colors, because I grew up with them.
Yeah, and I get it. I get it.
It's very simple, but that's history. You know, and the Ravens have won 2 Super Bowls. Hey, I covered a team. Goodbye, Colts, and move on. That's life. It happens.
Yeah, it does.
You know, it's again, it goes back to what Rob said. I remember going to the NFL draft, and it's so funny how different fan bases of organizations argue. Because, like, the 49er fans were just holding up fingers. So were the Patriots fans. Steeler fans would start yelling at somebody. Like, well, we got 4. Remember we had this? And everybody's pointing at what they used to have instead of what they actually have right now. Right. Like, we're all watching the same damn thing, who our team picks, and then we're going to boo them, no matter who they pick. Because that's what you do at the NFL draft. But, I mean, look, this not accustomed to seeing the Ravens play like this at
all.
No, we're
not. Not at all. It hurts a little bit. Final thoughts and preview of Monday Night Football up next. Monday Morning Quarterback on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah. Final thoughts. This ought to be interesting. Jeremy Kahn, what are your final thoughts?
Yeah, man, it's ugly here. It's ugly. Read this game totally wrong.
I don't know how we did good and bad. Everybody should have done ugly.
It was a rough watch. But one thing overall, and I don't think the Ravens are totally out of it. I still think there's going to be opportunities, even if they lose again this week, which I know that sounds crazy. But we've seen this organization go on these types of runs. With your division, who the Steelers have left to play, and I don't think anybody believes in the Browns and Bengals, but you guys might want to start talking about the Browns because they got a better record, or they got the same record, right?
Yeah,
the
Ravens. We're tied to last. This feels better.
I think, I just think that, well, because of the expectations, too.
We have a tiebreaker, though.
Yeah. Oh. Thank God. Second place might be ours. No, but we've been talking about how the league seems to be watered down and all the things that they've done. I don't know who's good. This is the first.
No one.
This is the earliest it's ever happened that we don't have an undefeated team in football.
Wow. Ed Norris, final thoughts.
Well, I guess there is a chance that they make the playoffs, and you know, there. I mean, obviously there is.
You're telling me there's a chance.
There's always a. You're telling me there's a chance. I mean, I assume they're going to lose to the Rams next Sunday. I can't see them beating a team that good with this team that's on the field right now.
Oh my God, what's Puka going to do to them?
Oh, could you imagine?
The guy had. He had 500 yards through his first four games with 42 receptions. And then he had a 10 reception night for 85 yards.
Yeah.
Oh.
I can't wait. I mean, it's just going to be awful. But then they have a bye. So assuming Noman's playing, the same people out this week, be out next week. But that gives them like 3 weeks from now, right, to get their act together. Hopefully they come back healthy. Then you have a talented team again. Maybe they can salvage it. You know, there'll be five losses at that point. You can still salvage the season.
I think this might be the largest underdog the Ravens have been at home.
The 7.5 points? Yeah. Is that what you got? Yeah. 7.5 point underdogs at home. I can still see them going 10-7 if they get these guys back healthy.
They got a 45.5 point total in the game. Is that the team total for the Rams or is that the game total? Seems low.
That seems really low.
It's funny what you and Jeremy are saying because you're right. Mathematically, they're still in it. But I've never seen this Raven team right here that I saw on Sunday. That's the problem. This is one of those situations where the math ain't mathing. Because what?
How do you calculate Bateman in that? The reaction to the, you know.
Yeah. You can't. How you calculate John Harbaugh and his lack of emotion there?
Yeah.
This, you know, it's. I'm not dealing with math right now. I'm dealing with what I'm seeing right now. What I'm seeing right now is a Raven team that has more issues than just injuries. There's more things going on with this football team. I think week one hit them harder than we think. I think giving up that lead, I mean, you go in and you beat Cleveland, you're supposed to beat Cleveland, but look how slow you started off against Cleveland Browns that week. I just think there's something going on right now. John Harbaugh is at a crossroads, this is all my opinion, where he's either going to completely lose this team or galvanize them somehow. There's no in-between now.
Yeah.
And I think he's closer to completely losing them than he is to galvanizing them because of what I saw yesterday. And then we hear people who are at the game, including Preston, who are echoing it or saying, giving us more information than what we saw on TV. Because what I saw on TV was ugly. But people who were there saying it was uglier than what you saw on TV.
Yeah.
You know, and I think those fans that sat there and waited for Harbaugh to leave to boo him, it was not about just losing. It was about, this stinks. This stinks.
Yeah.
I think we got some problems. Mike, final thoughts.
I agree with you. Everything you just said. That's exactly what I saw. I get a feel for that from watching this team play. If they got rid of Zach Orr, does that fix their problem? No, not immediately. I still say they have some problems on offense. They're still getting whipped on the interior lines, and that doesn't change overnight. You know, winning cures a lot of things, but... I mean, when you start playing good teams at the end of the season and in the postseason, you better be able to get after people at the line of scrimmage. And right now, they can't get it done one way or the other. And people keep talking about, well, when Lamar gets back, it will change. No, he's a very good player, great player. But
only difference is they could score more. That's it.
Yeah, but and even he isn't the same as he used to be. I've seen that change. So we'll see how it works out. Winning does cure a lot of things.
Yeah.
And once you start getting into that habit of winning a couple games, you start to get your swagger back a little bit. We'll see what happens because I'm with you, Rob.
I think there's more of a chance that he loses a team just simply because he's been around for a long time. And, you know, does your voice get old? Yeah, it gets old. It does. It happens to everybody. Will it happen to him? I don't know. I didn't see that earlier in the season. But just watching that team yesterday, that was not a good sign. It's not a good indicator.
Let's take a look at tonight's Monday Night Football matchup. Jeremy Gunn, all of a sudden, this Monday Night Football game looks pretty, pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about a Jacksonville team. It has a good record coming off a win against the 49ers. I think Jacksonville's kind of been a house of horrors for teams on Monday night where you're going in expecting to beat them, and all of a sudden the game gets kind of goofy. But it is a good matchup. In Kansas City, did they get right last week with the Ravens? Can they go on the road and win this? I still think they have some wholesale problems. The one issue I see with Kansas City right now is Xavier Worthy's ankle swelled up on the flight to Jacksonville. So we don't know if he's going to play tonight, if that does anything for you. But I think we get a lower scoring game. I like the under here. If you force me to pick.
What is the under?
45.5.
45. Who's favorite?
Kansas City's favored by 3.5. I would take Jacksonville plus the points if you force me.
Jacksonville plus the points if we forced them. What are your thoughts on this game tonight, Mike Preston?
Worthy, take a pill. Take a shot. Go play. All right? Because they're a different team with him. And you saw that last week.
But the pill he takes to get up is different than the one you take.
I'm not talking about that now. I'm not talking about that one. Don't be giving up my game like that.
Yin yang.
But, you know, I like Kansas City. And, you know, we talked about this earlier, which teams are still – the teams to beat are still the Bills, Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And then there's the rest of them, and the Ravens have now fallen into the rest of them category.
Ed, you watching this one tonight?
I am. This should be a pretty good game.
I agree.
Very evenly matched. And since I got half the games wrong yesterday, I'm going to add one more. I'm taking the Jaguars. Mm. I think they went out right. They're at home. They're very evenly matched. They put up more yards per game than the Chiefs. They score exactly the same number of points and have a better defense. So.
To me, the best word to describe this game is intriguing.
Yeah.
Are the Jacksonville Jaguars this good and have the Kansas City Chiefs bounce back?
Yeah.
It's a very intriguing game.
I think I hope it is. I think it's going to be a very good game. And like you said, I think it will show a lot.
Uh-huh.
We'll see who these guys are.
Certainly better than what we watched yesterday.
Oof. Is that the word? Is that the word?
Yes.
Woofa.
Woofa.
Oh. Mike, thanks a lot, man. We talked to you on Friday, right?
Yes.
As the Ravens get ready for the Los Angeles Rams. Should be a good Friday for us. But we'll take you throughout the rest of the week. Lots going on in sports. Up next, Vinny and Haney with more on the Ravens' 44-10 loss to the Houston Texans. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Monday Morning Quarterback. Have yourselves a great Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.